Good morning, all. Greetings in the name of our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It is good to be able to come into church today and share the Word of God with you. And it is God's grace and mercy that He has made it possible for us to do that. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Loving, gracious God, may the written and the spoken word be the living word in our hearts and life this day. Amen. A new hope rises. Last Sunday, we looked at the new day dawning, and today we are going to be reflecting on a new hope that rises. We all know that God gives us a new day each morning, and we are grateful for His gift of life. As we reflect on the gospel passage we heard read today, the dramatized version that we just heard, it is a story of something that happened one early morning. Peter and his friends had gone back fishing, their usual occupation, after being with Jesus for 3 years, and now they have lost their leader, so to speak. We all know that Jesus was crucified. His disciples, who had so much full of themselves, knowing that the Jesus was around, who was doing so many miracles, healing the sick, and teaching and preaching and guiding them all to lead a life full of compassion and love, they felt abandoned. Now they felt so let down, stripped off, long days and long nights of worries, fear of the authorities as to they will catch them and maybe do what they did to Jesus. Just like them, don't we feel let down now, stripped off, long days and nights of worries that we can't get about? Fear of the government as to what they are going to say next. What are they going to announce? Is it going to be a lockdown or is it a second wave? For 6 months, we were under this so-called lockdown and unable to meet our family and friends. We couldn't even give warm hugs to our loved ones. And unable to worship in church, we were not able to come into church. And we had to keep all these social distance and social interactions and things like that were disturbed. And now we are getting out of it. Suddenly tomorrow, now we are told that only 6 people can meet, whether in our homes or outside. We may feel that we are taking a step back. But as our president and the vice president of the Methodist Church Conference announced, best of all is God is with us. So let's go back to our gospel reading. So one early morning when Peter and his friends had been fishing all night, tired, disappointed, disheartened, coming towards the end of the shore, having caught nothing, Jesus asked them, "Young men, haven't you caught anything?" "Oh, not a thing," they answered. Even though they didn't know it was Jesus, they listened to his command, "Throw your net out onto the right side and you will catch some," he said. Sure they did. Guess what? They caught so much fish that they couldn't eat, they had to get their friends who were in another boat to come and help them. What a marvelous experience it would have been at that time. Jesus knew their tiredness, knew their disappointment and disheartened feelings. He had breakfast cooking for them on the beach. Jesus invited them to come and join him and to have breakfast. How do you think they would have felt? Would they have said, wow, and jumped at the idea? I wonder. They must have been so, so pleased and delighted as they knew that it was the Lord, because from the large catch of fish, they knew that it was the Lord who had given that instructions. Jesus went over to the breakfast area, took the bread and gave it to them. He fed the hungry men. He fed the hurting men. He fed the disappointed men. By doing that, he gave them a new hope. You are not alone. I am with you. Come and join me. That is what Jesus said. They were refreshed with that new hope for the future, and that is what they received. There are 3 points I would like to just mention about the sharing of the bread. By sharing the bread, Jesus gave grace and spiritual empowerment. He showed them, I did not abandon you at all. I am with you. I will be with you. And I will provide you with your needs. He reminded them of his teachings. That is the new hope they received. Secondly, by sharing the bread, Jesus gave them a peace of mind and reassurance. Jesus calmed their fears, comforted them by his presence, again reminding them of his promise when he was with them. He said, I will send you a comforter. That is the new hope he gave them. Lastly, by sharing the bread, Jesus forgave them for all what had happened before. Peter denied Jesus 3 times. All the disciples, the rest of the friends, they just deserted Jesus when he was tried. They ran away. But by sharing the bread, Jesus showed forgiveness and he has forgotten all what happened. That is the new hope they received. It is the same Jesus who is giving us a new hope, a new start, a new beginning. Like the disciples, we too need reminding of his promise from time to time. Grace and spiritual empowerment, peace of mind and reassurance, and forgiveness is what he is offering us too. We may be struggling in thinking, will there be an end of this pandemic? Would we ever go back to normality? But this may be the start of the new norm. But we may know that Jesus, who gave Peter and his friends the new hope, is certainly giving us a new hope. Yes, today a new hope rises for all of us. Whatever the situation it may be, whatever challenges that we may face, let us not forget the words, best of all is God is with us. He will provide for us and meet our needs. Only if we let him too. In our second Bible passage, we saw how Peter recognized the need to support the community and the value of praying and sharing food and having fellowship with one another, even in difficult times. Whether they met in the temple courts or in the homes or in confined places, they too were experiencing restrictions of meeting for worship and fellowship like us. Yet, they did their best. By doing that, they were able to share the grace of God with one another, and spiritually empowered by their teachings and praying and sharing food. They had the peace of mind that they are not on their own and were reassured of the presence of the Lord and the presence of the fellow believers. Whatever happens, that they can be a support to new Christians. That is how they felt. That is the new hope they had. They were all felt forgiven for the failures that they had done and were able to comfort one another and remind them of God's forgiveness. This reminds me of the words from Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future, says the Lord." What a promise for all of us at this time of crisis. When we say the Lord's Prayer, we say, "Give us this day our daily bread." That is to ask to meet our needs every day, whether it is physical, emotional, or spiritual. He is ever ready to meet our needs. That is the hope we have. God is mindful. God pays attention to all our needs. So the message today is, as a new day dawns, a new hope rises. Just hold on to that thought. When a new day dawns, a new hope rises. May God do great things that He has never done before. Let us bow our heads in prayer. Thank you, Father, for opening your word for us and giving us the promise of a new hope that rises. Amen.